الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Reasons behind enemies targeting Islam is the political rules of Islam. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution in a meeting with the Supreme Assembly of Commanders and officials of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps on August 17, 2023 in the Imam Khomeini's Hosseiniyye. One of the important things that we must continuously focus on is guarding ourselves. We all have weaknesses. Every human being has flaws within their own selves. Some of these weaknesses lie hidden in the internal layers of a person's mind and spirit. If these find a situation where they can emerge, they will emerge. Some of us have a passion for money and some of us love gaining a higher rank. There are all kinds of lusts and desires that attract us. Sometimes we are neglectful about these. That is, we are neglectful about these traits most of the time. If one finds an opportunity to emerge, it will emerge and overcome us. If we do not fight it, it will overcome us and knock us down. We must guard ourselves. The values and prominence of the IRGC is very valuable. These must be protected and guarded. Officials of various ranks in the IRGC should be active, sensitive, careful, and concerned in these fields.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
If remembering God is neglected, this threat will become even greater. If there is less selfless jihadi motivation for any reason, these threats will become greater. If we become arrogant because of our accomplishments, we will face a greater threat. These are the risk factors: forgetting God, becoming arrogant because of the achievement, getting tired of jihadi work, not paying attention to God's blessings, not remembering the great blessings that God has given us, and losing hope as soon we face a difficulty. When we face a problem, we tend to forget that Almighty God has solved hundreds of our problems, and that is another one of these problems. What significance does it have? We have been taught in prayers, O Allah, your light is complete, so you guide it. Praise be to you, you our Lord. Your hand is extended, so you gave and blessed. Praise be to you, our Lord. Your patience is immense, so you forgave. Praise be to you, our Lord.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong.